Today, we delve into the extraordinary life and death of one of the most revered figures in Christianity, the Virgin Mary. From her humble beginnings to her pivotal role in the history of salvation, Mary's story is one of unwavering faith, humility, and divine grace. Throughout history, millions have venerated Mary, but how much do we truly know about her life beyond her role as the mother of Jesus Christ? This video aims to shed light on the lesser-known aspects of Mary's journey, including her profound theological significance, miraculous apparitions, and the mystery surrounding her death and assumption. Before we begin, it's important to note that this video is intended to present historical and theological facts about Mary in a respectful and unbiased manner. Our goal is not to cause disagreements or offend any belief system, but rather to create a space of understanding and respect for everyone, regardless of faith or lack thereof. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Let's embark on this journey together, uncovering the true story of the Virgin Mary and her lasting impact on the Christian faith. Throughout history, millions of people worldwide have venerated and cherished the figure of Mary, but beyond her role as the mother of Jesus Christ, how much do we truly know about her? The Christian narrative depicts Mary as a woman of extraordinary faith, humility, and obedience, chosen by God for a unique and divine mission. However, there are many aspects of her life and legacy that are lesser known, yet equally fascinating. Before we begin, we want to clarify that this video has no ideological bias or religious affiliation. Our goal is to present historical and theological facts about the Virgin Mary without intending to cause disagreements or offense to any belief. This is a space of respect and understanding where everyone is welcome, regardless of their faith or lack thereof. Please like this video, subscribe to the channel, and let's get started. From her miraculous apparitions to her pivotal role in the history of salvation, Mary is a central figure in Christianity. Her name, of Hebrew origin, derives from Miriam and carries a hidden meaning in Hebrew. Mary is related to the word Mar, suggesting a connection to the ocean, a symbol of greatness, vastness, and purification. This association evokes ideas of renewal and spirituality, reflecting Mary's importance in the Christian tradition. Mary is known as the mother of Jesus, the Son of God, and her role in the history of salvation is undeniable. She is revered for her purity and grace, often called the Virgin Mary, a figure of virtue and devotion. Her virginal conception and role as the mother of Jesus have made her a divine symbol of spiritual motherhood. The life of Mary, the mother of Jesus, is marked by extraordinary moments that reflect both divine intervention and the historical and cultural context of her time. One of the most significant events is the announcement of Jesus's conception by the angel Gabriel, as narrated in the Gospel of Luke. This episode, known as the Annunciation, occurs when Mary, a young virgin from Nazareth, is visited by Gabriel, who brings her a surprising and divine message. Luke's account describes Gabriel appearing to Mary and greeting her with the words, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee," Luke 1 verse 28. Mary, perplexed and confused, listens to the angel's message that she would conceive a son who would be called Jesus, the Son of the Highest. Gabriel explains that the Holy Spirit would come upon her, and the power of the Highest would overshadow her, resulting in the conception of Jesus, who would be holy and called the Son of God. Mary's response to this revelation is one of humility and obedience. "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word," Luke 1 verse 38. This act of faith and submission by Mary is fundamental in Christian theology, representing her total trust and cooperation with the divine plan. The Annunciation marks the beginning of the fulfillment of the messianic promise and God's direct intervention in human history through the incarnation of his Son. Mary is seen as the new Eve, whose obedience contrasts with the disobedience of the first Eve, bringing new hope and redemption to humanity. Regarding Mary's age at the time of her marriage and the Annunciation, the historical and cultural context of first century Palestine suggests she was very young, possibly between 13 and 15 years old. This was a common practice in Jewish society at that time, where young girls were often betrothed soon after reaching puberty. While Mary's age may seem surprising by contemporary standards, it was an established and acceptable practice in her culture. Her youth also holds theological significance. Her purity, symbolized by her virginity and youth, is often highlighted in gospel narratives and church teachings. Furthermore, her young age emphasizes the depth of her faith and courage in accepting such a crucial role in the divine plan. Understanding the possible risks and misunderstandings requires a spiritual maturity that transcends her physical age. The cultural context of her time also provides a broader understanding of the role of women in Jewish society. Despite the limitations imposed on women, Mary's story shows how God chooses and elevates the humble and marginalized to fulfill his purposes. Mary, a young woman from a small village, becomes the Mother of God, a title that places her in a unique and exalted position in the Christian tradition. Another significant passage regarding Mary occurs during the crucifixion of her son. The Gospel of John describes the scene with touching simplicity. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, John 19 verse 25. This verse not only highlights Mary's presence, but also underscores the solidarity among the women who supported Jesus until the end. The image of Mary at the foot of the cross is a powerful symbol of fidelity and maternal love, adding emotional depth to the account of Christ's passion. Mary's presence bears witness to the suffering and death of her son, participating in his pain and suffering in an intimate and personal way. Many theologians view this participation as an extension of her fiat, her yes given at the Annunciation, reflecting her ongoing cooperation with God's divine plan. Just as Mary accepted the role of the Mother of God with unwavering faith and obedience, she also accepts the agony of witnessing her son's sacrifice, demonstrating steadfast faith even in the darkest moments. Her presence at the foot of the cross is often seen as a symbol of the church. In John 19 verses 26 to 27, Jesus, seeing his mother and the beloved disciple, says to Mary, "Behold thy son," and to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." This act of entrustment is a moment of profound theological significance, where Mary is given to humanity as a spiritual mother. This forms the basis of Marian doctrine, viewing Mary not only as the mother of Jesus, but also as the mother of all Christians, a role she continues to fulfill through her intercession and maternal care. The crucifixion is the climax of the mystery of salvation, and Mary's presence emphasizes both the human and divine dimensions of this event. She not only witnesses the redemption of humanity, but also participates uniquely in it. Her presence at the cross is a silent testimony of her acceptance of Christ's redemptive suffering. This image of Mary suffering with Jesus resonates with Simeon's prophecy, which foretold that a sword would pierce her soul, Luke 2 verse 35, indicating the suffering she would endure as part of her role in the divine plan. This shared suffering between mother and son offers a model of faith and resilience for Christians, with Mary as the mother of sorrows, becoming an icon of compassion and spiritual strength, inspiring the faithful to find meaning and hope even in the most painful experiences. A curious fact about this passage involves Mary of Clopas, mentioned in the Gospel of John as being present at the foot of Jesus' cross. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, John 19 verse 25. This passage suggests a close familial connection, but the exact interpretation of this relationship remains debated among scholars. In Jewish culture of the time, the term sister could describe a wide range of familial relationships, not necessarily indicating a blood sister. Some scholars believe that Mary of Clopas could be a cousin or another close relative of the Virgin Mary, reinforced by the unlikelihood of two sisters having the same name, suggesting the term sister should be understood more flexibly. The name Clopas also appears in Luke 24 verse 18, where Clopas is one of the disciples who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus after the resurrection. However, the connection between this Clopas and the husband of Mary of Clopas is not explicitly established, leaving room for speculation. Various ecclesiastical traditions attempt to clarify this relationship. A popular theory is that Clopas or Cleophas could be identified with Alpheus, mentioned in the Synoptic Gospels as the father of James the Less, one of the apostles. If this identification is correct, Mary of Clopas would be the mother of James the Less and possibly other brothers of Jesus mentioned in the Gospels, who could be his cousins rather than blood brothers. This discussion leads to a deeper examination of biblical references. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' brothers are mentioned, including James and Joseph, Matthew 13 verse 55, whom some believe to be the sons of Mary of Clopas. This would create an indirect yet significant link between Mary of Clopas and the Virgin Mary, placing them within the same extended family structure. Analyzing the biblical references shows that Mary of Clopas, though briefly mentioned, plays an important role in understanding the familial network around Jesus. She appears as a supportive and devoted figure, present at crucial moments in Jesus' life and ministry. This close connection within the family circle emphasizes the communal and familial aspects of early Christian life, underscoring the importance of familial bonds and support networks in the propagation of faith in the early Christian community. The story of Mary of Clopas exemplifies the often unsung contributions of individuals who, though not as prominent as the central figures, played significant roles in the gospel narrative, enriching our understanding of the interconnectedness and humanity of these foundational stories. Another key episode in Mary's life is the time between the resurrection and Pentecost. According to the Acts of the Apostles, after Jesus' ascension, Mary gathered with the apostles and other followers of Jesus to pray and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren, Acts 1 verse 14. This verse portrays Mary as a unifying figure in the early Christian community, highlighting her role in the nascent church. The context of this gathering is crucial. After Jesus' resurrection, his disciples were in a state of uncertainty and anticipation, awaiting the fulfillment of his promise to send the Holy Spirit. Mary's presence among them underscores her importance not only as the mother of Jesus, but also as a spiritual leader and source of strength for the early believers. This period culminates in the event of Pentecost, described in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles, marking the birth of the church. Although Mary's direct involvement in this event is not detailed, her presence in the preceding prayer and supplication signifies her integral role in this transformative moment for the Christian community. Pentecost signifies the empowerment of the disciples to spread the gospel, and Mary's inclusion in this moment of divine empowerment symbolizes her ongoing participation in the mission of the church. Her role extends beyond the earthly life of Jesus, contributing to the spiritual foundation and unity of the early Christian community. Throughout the centuries, Mary's role at Pentecost has been interpreted as her receiving the Holy Spirit alongside the apostles, symbolizing her continued participation in the work of salvation and the life of the church. Her presence at Pentecost highlights her position as the spiritual mother of all believers, further solidifying her role as a central figure in Christian theology and devotion. As the early church began to spread, the memory and veneration of Mary also grew. Theologians and church fathers emphasized her virtues, role, and significance in salvation history, contributing to the development of Marian doctrines and devotions that continue to play a vital role in Christian spirituality. The dogma of the Assumption of Mary, celebrated as a significant event in Christian tradition, proclaims that Mary was taken up body and soul into heavenly glory at the end of her earthly life. This belief, deeply rooted in both Eastern and Western Christianity, was officially defined as a dogma by Pope Pius XII on November 1, 1950, in the Apostolic Constitution Munificentissimus Deus. Although the New Testament does not explicitly describe the Assumption, early Christian writings and traditions reflect a belief in Mary's unique participation in her Son's resurrection and ascension. The idea that Mary's body would not undergo corruption aligns with her sinless and pure nature as the Mother of God. The Assumption is seen as the culmination of Mary's unique role in salvation history, affirming her close relationship with her Son and her participation in the divine plan. The theological significance of the Assumption lies in its affirmation of the resurrection of the body and the hope of eternal life for all believers. Mary's Assumption is viewed as a foretaste and promise of the resurrection that awaits all the faithful. It emphasizes the dignity of the human body and the ultimate destiny of humanity in union with God. In addition to its theological importance, the Assumption holds great devotional significance for Christians worldwide. It is celebrated with various liturgical practices, processions, and prayers, reflecting the deep love and reverence for Mary in the hearts of the faithful. Throughout the centuries, the belief in Mary's Assumption has inspired numerous artistic depictions, from paintings and sculptures to hymns and poetry, highlighting the enduring impact of this doctrine on Christian culture and spirituality. The Assumption of Mary reminds believers of the transformative power of God's grace and the promise of eternal life. It invites Christians to reflect on the mystery of life, death, and resurrection, and to deepen their faith in the hope of sharing in the glory of Christ. Beyond her earthly life, the Virgin Mary's influence continues through various Marian apparitions reported throughout history. These apparitions, recognized by the Catholic Church after careful investigation, have occurred in different parts of the world and often convey messages of repentance, prayer, and devotion. One of the most famous Marian apparitions is Our Lady of Guadalupe, who appeared to Juan Diego, an indigenous Mexican peasant, in 1531. The apparition left a miraculous image on Juan Diego's tilma, cloak, which is still venerated today. Our Lady of Guadalupe's message emphasized the dignity and rights of the indigenous people, significantly impacting the evangelization of Mexico and the Americas. Another well-known apparition is Our Lady of Lourdes, who appeared to a young girl named Bernadette Soubirous in Lourdes, France, in 1858. Mary revealed herself as the Immaculate Conception and called for prayer and penance. The miraculous spring that emerged at the apparition site has become a place of pilgrimage and healing, drawing millions of visitors seeking physical and spiritual healing. Our Lady of Fatima appeared to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. She delivered messages of prayer, repentance, and the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart. The Fatima apparitions are known for the miracle of the sun, witnessed by thousands, and continue to be a significant source of Marian devotion and reflection on the call to conversion. These apparitions, among others, highlight Mary's ongoing maternal care and concern for humanity. Her messages often emphasize the need for prayer, conversion, and a return to God's grace. They serve as reminders of her intercessory role and her desire to lead believers closer to her Son, Jesus. The apparitions also demonstrate the universality of Mary's appeal, transcending cultural and geographical boundaries. They have inspired countless devotees and have led to the establishment of numerous shrines and pilgrimage sites, fostering a sense of unity and shared faith among Christians worldwide. Whether through the extraordinary events of her earthly life or her continued presence through apparitions and devotions, Mary remains a central and beloved figure in the Christian tradition. Her story is a testament to the power of faith, humility, and divine grace, inspiring believers to seek a deeper relationship with God and to live lives of virtue and compassion. Her legacy continues to shine brightly, offering hope, comfort, and guidance to countless souls on their spiritual journeys. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the life and legacy of the Virgin Mary. If you found this video informative and inspiring, please like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more explorations into the rich history and profound teachings of the Christian faith. Let us know in the comments below what other topics you would like us to cover. Until next time, may you find inspiration and strength in the stories of faith, and may the Virgin Mary's example of unwavering devotion guide you on your spiritual journey. God bless. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends. Our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.